Hi, everyone. I'm Dan Albers, and we're here on another alumni feature, and we're with 2002 graduate Adam Turn. Adam, thanks for joining us, and just talk a little bit about your years that you played at Anderson and some of the things that stuck out in your mind.
We had a really good team. You know, and we grew up together. We had a close-knit group of guys, and we all grew up dreaming, you know, going undefeated our senior year, and we did that. We went 10-0 in 2001. Playoffs didn't go like we wanted to, but, you know, we reached one of our big goals that, you know, we grew up dreaming about.
And when you played, you obviously got to see some of the teams back in the early 90s that played, and basically Anderson's program started coming up. Was that always, when you were growing up and little, you could not wait to get to that point, to get to the varsity level?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I grew up, one of my close friends is Chris Soriano, Vince's youngest son, and spent a lot of time around the program, knew the history of the program well, went to all the games growing up, and yeah, it was great to be a part of it.
And you said that playoff game, and you know, there's one we were just talking before here. One of the guys that I remember in that playoff game against Princeton was Daniels. Like, we can't remember the other receiver, but how good was that team?
They were a good team. You know, we didn't bring our best game that day. It was real disappointing. We made them look better than they were, but, you know, they had a few Division I guys. The receiver went to Michigan State. Eric Daniels went to UC. Yeah, they were athletic, but, you know, we just, for some reason or another, didn't bring our best game.
And talk a little bit about that. You obviously had Coach Soriano, and then also Coach Jeff Giesing was there. Talk a little bit, maybe a little bit, about the two differences between the two. Are they pretty similar, or are they a lot different?
They worked well together. Coach Soriano is more cerebral, more, you know, he understands what he wants to get across, and he gets the point across. Coach Giesing's a little more, vocal. In his leadership, he'll get after you real good. So they complement each other real well. Vince, you know, knows football and knows, you know, he's real organized. And Coach Giesing's the same way, but he's more, you know, he'll get after your ass.
We talked about that, about some of the players that you played with or some players that you went against. Who are some of the guys that stuck out in your mind?
One of the guys, senior year, we'd be game against McNick. First time we played him in a while. Brian Cupido was a quarterback. He went on to quarterback to Minnesota for 4 years there. You know, and, you know, a lot of us grew up with him, you know, in the Anderson area, and we knew him well. And it was good to get that rivalry going, and it was good to beat them 50-20.
And the other thing that, you know, I know as a former player, when I played, we were pretty bad back in the day. So to be a part of the broadcast, to see how well Anderson is doing, was it pretty special for you to see them win a state championship?
Oh, it was great. It was really great. I remember I was watching that game on my laptop at home with my son, and, you know, showing him, you know, the orange and black, and it was a real cool experience. I went, the best game I've ever been to in my life in person was that Anderson-Turpin game that year. That was, you know, hands down the most exciting football game at any level I've ever been a part of and been to.
And talk a little bit about what you're doing now. What you did after you went to college. Did you play any college ball, and what you're doing right now?
Yeah, I went to Washington Lee University in Virginia. It's a Division III school. Played football there in the ODAC. Now I cover Division III football for d3football.com. I also write for I cover high school sports for the Community Press and Recorder in Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky. I'm in law school, going into my last year of law school at Chase. Going to be an attorney eventually, obviously, in about a year. And, you know, looking forward, I coach Little League Baseball this year, which is a lot of fun. One thing is, you know, I played football in college, Division III, and we had so many guys from that team, that 2001 team, that could have played college football, you know, at lots of different levels. I think we only had one of the guys, Steve Koski, played at Miami, but we had so much talent, so many guys could have played at least Division III, and, you know, we had a lot of talent on that team.
Why don't you think that kids, do they just don't know how to get into the smaller schools, or do they always dream too big and think they can play at the bigger schools?
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure. A lot of kids, you know, didn't make their college decision based on football. Some kids went to smaller schools, and honestly, I think some of the kids in my class have been playing since they were 5 or 6 years old. I didn't start playing until I was 9 or 10, and I think they were just burnt out.
And do you think that it's also they play multiple sports? Do you think that that's a cause of them to get burnt out too as well?
That's a possibility. You know, I played basketball here for Anderson also, and for some reason football just... Yeah, and I'm sure it's still the same way around here. As good as the basketball program gets, and we have real good teams when I was here. I played with Chris Norwell, Ryan Patsell, real good basketball teams. Football's always been king here, at least in the last 20-something years, I believe it still is that way today.
Well, I really do appreciate you taking the time, and hopefully, I know I ran into you a couple times at Mount St. Joe. I'm unfortunately not doing those games too much anymore, but I do appreciate you taking the time. It's really great catching up with you.
Yeah, it's great talking to you, too, and it's great being around Anderson High School again, and a great way of keeping track of the kids that graduate from here that are playing Division III. I know there's a ton of kids at Thomas More, Mount St. Joe, and other schools also. D3football.com is, you know, one-stop shop for all 239 Division III schools.
And good luck to you. Being a lawyer, maybe someday if I get in trouble, you can help me out.
My pleasure, Dan.
All right, thanks. That's Adam Turr, and we'll be back right after this.